Hi, I'm Uni Ravindranathan, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio team. In this video, I'm really excited to show you some of the work we have done in Visual Studio 2015 to significantly enhance the Blend experience. If you're not already familiar with Blend, Blend is our tool focused at enabling developers to build compelling user experiences for their XAML apps, be that universal apps that run on Windows and Windows Phone, Silverlight Windows Phone apps, or WPF apps that run on the desktop. In this upcoming release, we have taken the opportunity to completely rebuild Blend to address some of our top customer pain points, provide a seamless interoperable experience with Visual Studio, and have added some exciting new features that help you be even more productive than before when developing user interfaces. Let's take a quick tour of the new Blend. The very first thing you will notice when you launch the new Blend is that it has a consistent look and feel with Visual Studio. However, you'll notice a few different things immediately. The dark theme for Blend has been altered to allow you to focus more on the content you're designing instead of the Visual Studio Chrome. The menus, options, and dialogues have been tailored to allow the subset of functionality that is relevant to XAML UI development. For example, I have a Windows Store project opened in Blend. If I open up the Add New Item dialog, I only see the items that are most relevant for XAML UI development. For adding all of the types of content, Visual Studio is your home for activities it is great at. Instead of the toolbox you find in Visual Studio, Blend continues to provide a much richer experience for integrating all kinds of assets into your project, like controls, styles, and behaviors. Finally, because the Solution Explorer is the exact same as the one available in Visual Studio, Blend users can get all of the powerful features that they found were sorely lacking in Blend, like the ability to collapse all nodes or support for solution folders. In addition to being fully accessible, all of the panels and functionality in Blend are much more keyboard friendly than they ever were. We expect most of the Blend users to be primarily focused on its design capabilities. Hence, we have made the toolbar for creating assets even more accessible by bringing it closer to where you need it on the design surface. All of the functionality that was available in Blend for Visual Studio 2013 is also available in the new Blend. For example, the States pane that allows you to create and manage states, the Resources pane that allows you to create and manage resources that you might use for your application, and the Data pane for creating and manipulating sample data for enhancing your design time experiences. Of course, just like you would expect, full animation capabilities are available in the new Blend as well. Similarly, you will notice that the Rulers and Guides experience allows you to create precisely aligned content just like your designer would expect in the new Blend. Blend also supports full IntelliSense now for all project types, including Windows Store and Windows Phone. But we have gone beyond and added a couple of new exciting features on top. Let me show you a few examples. Let's go ahead and bring up the XAML editor and just first see IntelliSense in action. Just like you would expect in Visual Studio, all of the capabilities for IntelliSense are available, including completion and the ability to navigate to resources and styles. But let me show you a quick, cool new feature that we have added. Let's go and select a style and navigate to it. So you would expect F12 to take you to the style, but let's go ahead and peek and see what happens. When I peek, just like you would expect in the code editor, we allow you to see the style no matter where it's coming from, right in situ, so you can go and make an edit to it. It's fully editable in the new Blend. The XAML peek experience also becomes really critical for enhancing some of the abilities that we added previously in Blend for Visual Studio 2013 to edit styles and templates in place. Let's go ahead and see this in action. I'm going to bring up the Visual Design Surface and select the button. Let me go ahead and edit the template for this button. But instead of storing it locally, I'm going to choose to store this in the application scope. What you'll notice now is the peek window is showing me the style that's coming from the application scope right in situ, so I can make an edit and see the Visual Design Surface update. I, of course, continue to get the full Visual Design Surface experience that allows me to make rich design time edits. I'm happy to announce that all of the capabilities we are seeing in action today are available for all XAML platforms going forward, including WPF and Windows Store. I'd like to thank you for taking the time to know more about the new Blend that is going to be a part of Visual Studio 2015. You can learn more about a variety of other new improvements that we have done that we did not get time to cover today on our Visual Studio blog. You should go download the preview of Visual Studio 2015 and take the time to try out the new blend. Thank you once again.